Father, as I speak, may you speak and may Jesus be glorified. The hills are alive with the sound of music. I'm sure most of you have seen the film The Sound of Music. It is a classic. And many of us will know the lyrics of most of the songs. You will remember that Maria, a young novice, was finding the restrictions of the convent rather difficult. And her presence was somewhat disruptive, to say the least. So it was decided that she should spend some time as governess to seven motherless children while she considered her vocation. Daunted by this prospect, she sings as she leaves the convent. What will this day be like, I wonder? What will my future be, I wonder? Through her singing, she buoys herself up and she finally sings, I have confidence in sunshine, I have confidence in rain, I have confidence that spring will come again. Besides which, you see, I have confidence in me. What will this day be like? I wonder. What will my future be? I wonder. Questions we may have all pondered. What gives you confidence in the future? Confidence comes from the Latin fidere, which means to trust. Maria found her confidence by trusting in herself. But our psalm for today suggests a much better way. This week we are continuing our short study of the Psalms. Simon led us through Psalm 8, a psalm of creation and humanity's place in it. Lucinda guided us through Psalm 2, a royal psalm, confirming Jesus' status as the Son of God and King. And last week, Claire opened up Psalm 150, that great song of praise. This morning, Martin read for us Psalm 16, a psalm of confidence. As we study the psalm, you may find it helpful to have it open in your pew Bible. We're looking at Psalm 16, and it can be found on page 507. You'll see that the psalm is annotated as a miktar of David. Now, it's not certain what a miktar is, but it appears that it would have been inscribed or engraved and then hung on a pillar. What we do know is that the author is David, the famous king, poet, musician, and psalmist. And as I said earlier, this is a psalm of confidence. Trust in the Lord dominates, and it is full of affirmations. The psalm opens with a brief prayer and a statement of faith. David prays for God to preserve him, and he has confidence in God's ability to protect, demonstrated by his statement of faith in verse 2. You are my Lord, and I have no good apart from you. David recognizes that the good he has experienced comes only from God. And this prayer is followed by a contrast between the godly and the ungodly, between the psalmist and idol worshippers. And then David speaks of his confidence in God for his present situation and for his future. And he expresses the beauty and goodness of his inheritance, which includes the land, but ultimately is found in God himself. Lord, you alone are my portion and my cup. David's present blessings have come because of the relationship he has with the Lord. He praises God and keeps his eyes firmly on the Lord. David lives his life in full recognition of the presence of God, which is the foundation of his unassailable confidence, as he says in verse 8, I will not be shaken. The meaning of verses 10 to 11 is disputed. Some find a reference to life after death, but at David's time there was no clear understanding of or concept of life beyond this earthly life, other than some shadowy existence in Sheol. So others see only confidence that God will protect the psalmist until his death at the end of a long life. Perhaps here is a leap of faith. Perhaps David holds the bleak Sheol belief with his mind, but his delight in the fellowship with God moves beyond this to the hope that such intimacy cannot be interrupted by death. After all, he speaks of eternal pleasures at your right hand. And we can see David also as a prophet who was not only prophesying for his own day, but also for the future. And the Apostle Peter certainly saw that. We read in Acts 2 on the day of Pentecost, as he addressed the crowd, he quotes directly from this psalm. But God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him. David said about him, "I will not be shaken. My heart is glad, my tongue rejoices, my body also will rest in hope, because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead. You will not let your Holy One see decay." And Peter then goes on to point to the tomb of David, showing that the verse could not have referred to David himself, because he died and his body decayed. And also that David understood the promise of God that one of his descendants would sit on the throne, leading to the conclusion that a descendant of David who would sit on the throne would not see corruption or decay. In this way, David spoke of the resurrection of the Messiah. And St. Paul also refers to this psalm in the synagogue in Pisidian Antioch, told in Acts 13. "So it is also stated, you will not let your Holy One see decay." So this psalm of confidence finds its fulfillment in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. But let's go back to Maria for a moment. It's strange, really, that a young nun, even a novice, should not look first to find her confidence in God, in Jesus, but just sings, "I have confidence in me." It is perhaps no surprise to find that Richard Rogers, the writer of these lyrics, although born into a Jewish family, was himself an atheist. And although it was written in the late 1950s, that self-reliance, a self-centeredness, has only increased in our culture today. The "because you're worth it" generation. And it can be a very lonely place. David knew better. We know that he was by no means perfect. He was an adulterer and a murderer. But David was a man after God's own heart. He knew that his relationship with God was the most important thing in his life. And it was through him, through God, that he found his confidence. We, on the other side of the cross, have the extra confidence of knowing that we are forgiven people, that we can look forward to an eternal future with Jesus. But we need to nurture and build our relationship with God, to keep in step with him. St. Paul, in his letter to the Colossians, which Martin also read to us, spells it out. And I'm going to read the verses again from the Message paraphrase. "You received Christ Jesus, the Master. Now live him. You're deeply rooted in him. You're well constructed upon him. You know your way around the faith. Now do what you've been taught. School's out, quit studying the subject and start living it. And let your living spill over into thanksgiving." So that is our challenge, to live our lives rooted and built up in Jesus, to continue to improve our relationship with him through prayer, reading his word in the Bible, and living the way he taught us, seeking to do his will in everything we do, giving thanks for what we have. And as we continue to do that, our confidence in him will grow. We will come closer to him. And we will, like David, be men and women children after God's own heart. Last week, Claire spoke about how sometimes it can be difficult to praise God when we are going through tough times, when someone we know is ill or has died. Similarly, it can be very hard sometimes to have confidence when the future looks bleak. We currently have a cost of living crisis. Our government seems to have lost its way. We live in a world of global warming, of increasing pollution. The outcome of the war in Ukraine is uncertain, and the future actions of the Russians, or indeed the Chinese government, are hard to predict and worrying. You may know the Matt Redman worship song, Blessed Be Your Name. It's partly based on the Psalms and was written in part as a response to the 9/11 attacks. The lyrics encourage us to praise God whatever the circumstances. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. And when the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. I've sung that song with great joy and thankfulness, and at other times with tears streaming down my face. We can choose to trust, to have faith, to hope, to praise, and to have confidence through the difficult times. Maria sang to build her confidence. And I think that is in part what David is doing here. David too lived in difficult and uncertain times. For many years he was on the run from King Saul. He lost his best friend and his son, to name just a few of his troubles. But he always turned to God. I picture him sometimes singing this song with great gusto, and at other times in an uncertain, quavering voice, maybe gaining confidence as he continues to sing. As we sing our hymns of praise, our worship songs, building our relationship with God, we can build our confidence too. Being confident in Jesus, in a certain hope for the future, and a God who loves us. What will this day be like? I wonder. What will my future be? I'm not sure. But I have confidence in Jesus. I have confidence in him. I have confidence that he will come again. Besides which, you see, I know that he loves me. Amen.